I'm going to a bookshop. I've deliberately taken a taxi 1.2 kilometers, and I'm going to a bookshop called the Gutter Bookshop, I think it's called. But it's by far the most engaging bookshop on the internet that I know, on Twitter. Maybe there are other ones that I haven't come across, but I'm heading for it, and I've turned on the iPhone in order to record. There it is, the Gutter. Oh wow, it's bigger than I thought. And it's got lovely lettering on the window, lovely green lettering, and then, you know, bookcased by grey lettering. It's called the Gutter Bookshop, and the quote is from Oscar Wilde: "We are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars." I'm going to quote from the sign in the window just because, and this is with Wilde stuff all around it. Gutter Bookshop is an independent Irish bookshop that opened in November 2009. We are proud to offer an independent choice of books, and thank you for all your customers for our ongoing support. I know, yes, I know. Irish Independent Bookshop of the Year 2011 and 2012. Well, I mean, I'm an Omani from Limerick. My brother owns a bookshop, and this bookshop has beaten my family bookshop in the quest to become the best independent bookshop. I've got to go in here. You never know who I might meet, but it's absolutely wonderful to find the place for the very first time in my life. And this whole bookshop smells of paint. It's as if it has been recently decorated. It's very clean, and it's got all these titles up on the top: staff picks, bestsellers. I see drama and poetry. Very interesting, I must talk. Well, I left the bookshop, but I didn't leave the Gutter Bookshop without buying something. I bought a book called Weird Things Customers Say in Bookshops by Jen Campbell. It cost me 10 euros. And I also bought a mug. And I bought a mug that said something like, "I'd rather be reading a book." And I thought that would look really good in our office at work. And I've got this green bag with me. And the thing about it is that I didn't get to meet the person who does Twitter for the Gutter Bookshop, unfortunately. I was told he was away. I presume he's the owner, and he was away until tomorrow. So I'm kind of very conscious that I'm going to send him this audio. The thing that I find most remarkable about the Gutter Bookshop is it looked very big from the outside, and when you got inside, it didn't actually feel very big. It felt as if it was very clean and easy to find your way around and everything, but it felt very uncluttered and different from many other kinds of bookshops. It had a kind of style that I will remember. I can think of many bookshops that their style, which is also memorable sometimes, is that they're absolutely jam-packed full of books. But the thing that strikes me about it, leaving here, is how engaging it is possible for a bookshop to be, and how you can build up in your head the notion that a bookshop has a real personality based upon engaging with them on social media. Now, I actually think that this maybe even is particularly intense on Twitter, because it's so focused, and you wouldn't get as strong an impression via Facebook, because, well, just the culture in Facebook is so different. But I'm leaving the Gutter Bookshop thrilled that I at last got there, and of course disappointed that I didn't meet the owner, but the day can come, there's no sweat about that. And I'm now arriving to get a train back to Cork, but it's really added value to my trip to Dublin to drop in there.